Next, we're going to listen to Sadell Davis. You got to do the boogie woogie. And he's had polio since he was a kid. And when he plays, he holds a butter knife clenched in his fist and plays it over the top of the neck. And when you first hear it, you think, man, that's all out of tune and stuff. But the more you hear it, the more you realize that's good stuff. Sadell Davis.
See my little brown, see the best thing baby ever hit this town. She had to do the boogie woogie. She had to do the boogie woogie. She had to do the boogie woogie, baby, if it's all night long. I'm going downtown, down in New Orleans. They got some good little girls that I ain't never seen. I got to do some boogie woogie. I got to do some boogie woogie. I got to do some boogie woogie, baby, ever all night long. Now, look here, baby, let me tell you what to do. You can't love me, some other man, too. You got to do the boogie woogie. You gotta do the boogie woogie. You gotta do the boogie woogie, baby, if it's all night long. Baby, I got something to tell you you can't do. You can't love me and some other man too. You gotta do the boogie woogie. You gotta do the boogie woogie. You gotta do the boogie woogie, baby, ever all night long.
That was played with a butter knife run up and down the strings. Sadell Davis sits in a wheelchair, has polio, grabs a butter knife in it in his fist and puts it over the top of the neck and makes music. Here's Lionel Hampton from 1946. Hey, Baba Rebop.
Say if you can't say rebop, keep your big mouth shut. Hey, Bob Rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, Papa's on the cot, baby's on the floor blowing his natural top, singing hey, Bob Rebop.
Hey, Bob Rebop.
Hey.
Thank you.
but that cat that stole my baby from me, saying, hey, bop, rebop.
Puzzling you, Ethelbert.
One of those quizzes. And it says here, what are these men famous for? Sidney Porter, Samuel Clemens, Charles Dodgson.
Well, they're all great authors.
Well, how come I never heard of them?
Well, you would if they printed their pen names. They're O. Henry, Mark Twain, and Lewis Carroll.
Well, I'll be. Those names are famous. Everybody knows them.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody knows Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass. You know, everybody likes to receive a compliment. It makes you feel mighty happy. And we've just received one which pleased us very much indeed. It's from Mrs. George A. Bradley, Garden City, Iowa. And Mrs. Bradley writes, after a long time, I am finally using the real and genuine Jell-O. And let me tell you, I was amazed at the difference. At first, I thought that fruity goodness was the fruit I myself had added. But when I served Jell-O without any additional fruit, it still had that grand fruit flavor. Why, I could hardly believe any gelatin dessert could be so good. From now on, I shall always get the real Jell-O. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Bradley. That's a swell letter. And, folks, it's true. The Jell-O does bring you delicious extra-rich fruit flavor. It's a rich, satisfying, true fruit goodness that makes every Jell-O dessert a success. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. All six have that extra fruit flavor that simply can't be topped. So be sure to insist on genuine Jell-O when you buy. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O.
I see you're the little queen of fay, and the men will not let her be. She's the little queen of fay, and the men will not let her be. Every time she makes a spread, by brown coat, she just runs all over me. I'm gonna get me a gallant woman, that's the last thing that I do. You're gonna get me a gallant woman, if it's the last thing that I do. Well, a man don't need a woman too fair brown that he got to give all his money to. Everybody says she got a moon joe. Now she's been using that stuff. Everybody says she got a mojo, cause she been using that stuff. But she got a weight trimming down, it's fair brown, and I mean it's most too tough. Now this girl says I'm in the king, baby, and you is the queen. Queen. Let's put our heads together. Who's fair brown? Then we can make our money green.
You're in Duck's House Live. That was Robert Johnson, the Robert Johnson, with Little Queen of Spades. And we continue on with Clarence Posey and Henry Smith doing Rocking Chair Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
my God, thou shalt be Lord. Shall be saved that trust my word and be condemned who don't believe. You shall be saved that trust my word. Great commission known, and you shall prove my gospel true. I'll make your great commission so known. Now,
we just heard Annie Dotson from 1950, Do Pray Ye. Here's Frank Frost with Never Leave Me at Home.
would rather be buried in some cypress grove to have the woman, Lord, that I can't control.
We just heard Skip James from 1931 doing Cypress Grove Blues. Next, we're going to hear T.S. McPhee from 1969. Ain't Gonna Cry No More.
Since I met you, baby, you know I'm gonna turn over a brand new leaf. Since I met you, you know I'm gonna turn over a brand new leaf. You're so nice and kind, I love you till I die. Just forget about the future, you know what comes will come. Just forget about the future, you know what's gonna happen is gonna happen anyway. Someday, baby, I'm gonna take you away from here. Thank you. I don't know. Don't cry no more. Since I met you, I ain't gonna cry anymore.
You're in Duck's House Live, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We just heard Clarence Gatemouth Brown did Just Got Lucky. And what gatemouth means is the person has a large mouth, but in music, musician nicknames, it usually means that they sing really loud. Clarence Gatemouth Brown.